Donegal has been underfunded. There's been lack of investment from central government for so many years in this county. And I think the proof of the pudding is very clear for all to see now. There are councils across this country that have absolutely no problem and won't cause them any financial hardship to reduce the property tax by 15%. And all we're saying is that we should have the same rights in Donegal as people in Dublin or Cork should have.
If you're going to be cutting by 15%, what impact is that going to have on services? Because the government has made it clear if the council doesn't have the wherewithal to maintain services, the government won't be bailing them out.
What the government are actually saying is we are not going to address an imbalance that Donegal has inherited, and that's what we have. We've inherited an imbalance going back for many, many years, and that is so wrong and so unfair. And we'll be asking the likes of Minister Joe McHugh and all the other TDs from this county to support Donegal. We haven't got sufficient income to provide the services, even if we weren't, to reduce the property tax by 15%.
However, that message has been coming forward from Donegal County Council for years, and it seems successive governments haven't listened.
That's exactly what we're saying. They haven't listened. But that begs the question, what were the government representatives from this county actually doing when they were in Dublin? Were they tipping the cap, or were they really trying to fight for their people back home? I would be of the opinion that they weren't, and they haven't done it at any stage down through the years. So I think it's time that we all stood up and fought for the county.